Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, can everyone hear?
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I'm here. How are you?
Did you hear that creepy EVP stuff going on before you went on? Or was it just on my end?
No, it must be just on your end.
I heard you whispering. Like, and then it
no,
came
I just heard music.
Yeah, I heard that. Then it stopped, and I heard whispering. And then it
well,
went into...
that doesn't surprise me.
Hi, everybody. Sorry if we had a blog talk with experience of blog start. It went out for a few minutes, but it's back on the air. Hi, Dawn. Excited for tonight?
I am. I'm
yeah,
looking forward
too.
To this.
Yeah, I know we're having a special guest on tonight, Stefan Roy Miller. He is the co-founder of Threshold Paranormal, and he is a record producer and a musician, and he's really cool. And we're really looking forward to this. You should call him about 8:10. And for now, we're going to tell you, you know, we'll let him tell that little bit about himself, but we're really excited. But we want to let you know that we got a lot of upcoming things we'll discuss in the beginning and end of the show. Right, Dawn?
That's true.
Selma Mansion event coming up April 23rd, and it's going to be great. We have Jason Love coming from Scotland. He's Scotland's only demonologist. He's coming to Selma to investigate with us. We might get him to wear a kilt, Dawn.
You might get him to what?
Wear a kilt. Dawn's like, what?
No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, what the heck is she talking about?
Scotland, kilt.
Yeah, a
okay.
Kilt, okay,
kilt.
A kilt. I thought you said a choke. I'm like, what is she talking about?
Oh, a kilt.
Oh, my God, I completely missed that, yeah.
So how was
I'm trying to find the event so I can post it in the chat.
How was your week? Good?
My week?
No. Chaotic, right?
Yeah, it's always chaotic.
Well, we're doing pretty good. We got on the Kurt Cobain reopened the case. We have over 12,000 signatures at this point.
I saw that today.
Yep. And we'll
congratulations.
Post too. I know. I'm really happy about that. I mean, it's really, you know, it's getting some backing, which is really good. I mean,
you
by all
right. Also, we're in a couple of magazines or something out there or
yes,
newspapers?
Seattle Topia and then a couple other ones too. Like, what was it? I can't remember. There was like three or four, I think, so far. That we've been in, but it's going really well. I'm happy for that because it needs to be real. Even though I'm tired, you know, it still needs to be reopened. So otherwise than that, things have been like normal. I went to the Poconos and had mountain time.
I've seen that.
I want to go back. I just want to be there forever, you know. Kilt. I just saw your chat room going, kilt. And as far as adventures, so far.
Love men in kilts.
Yeah. It's the middle of winter. We're going to get a big snowstorm coming up on Friday.
Oh, of course. I had plans for the weekend.
Yeah.
Snow.
I don't have a plan, you know. But it's a weekend.
I was actually going to be up by you in Hatfield.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like, I think, like the 17 inches here or some crap like that.
I was going to let you know, but yes, I think it was something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. It depends on, I mean, when it hits and when it stops, you know what I mean? But I know it's like a blizzard or something.
I've seen so many different snow total amounts.
Wait, it could be that to go out and shop like maniacs and nothing will happen.
Yeah, that too. Well, that would be great, but I think my plans will get, I think they're getting canceled in advance because everybody's panicking, so.
Well, yeah, they'll panic for that, right? But then, you know, they're all go shopping, and then, you know, everybody will say, oh, wow, look at the boom in the economy.
Yeah, I did it today. I went and bought toilet paper. I broke down
kind
and bought
like,
more toilet
that
paper.
Early warning for the Northwest earthquake. They were selling an awful lot of earthquake kits.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw Washington, D.C. even an earthquake. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. That is, it is. It's going to happen, but still, I mean, like, you know, the earthquake kits are, like, selling off the hook, and nobody's prepared anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Really? It'll be, you know, our luck. We'll have one here.
Oh, geez, you know, stop.
No, my house would never survive. It didn't survive Virginia's earthquake. Remember a couple of years ago?
I remember the one that did rattle New Jersey. And I remember he was just a baby.
Because
I remember he was in the potty at the time. He was sitting on the toilet and he was screaming. He's like, oh no. He's like, the house is going to collapse on me and I can't get up because I'm on the toilet.
Oh my God.
He's
going to
find
him
dead. He felt it. I actually felt it too. My
dog spazzed right before the earthquake hit. They spazzed or run all around. And I thought it was them because they're like, dah, 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 dah. And then I realized it was rolling and I saw all the pictures on my wall start this way. And I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, and then down the basement, it cracked the foundation on the corner. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Along where the floor meets, you know, like the cement that they put in over the dirt floor, it cracked the floor apart. Not the house, but the floor. So we had to fill that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what that did. And I especially knocked all my pictures crooked. It looked like one of those haunted houses with the crooked pictures.
I remember, I just remember yelling, and I was like, it feels like an earthquake. Everybody's telling me I'm crazy.
No, it was, I know.
It was an earthquake.
It was an earthquake at the end of it when the dogs were nuts. They were jumping on and off of the couch and running and barking and running in circles. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, and then when they stopped for one split second, it kept going, and I knew it wasn't them. You know? Oh, I don't know.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It was interesting, yeah. I was at my desk like always. I'm always in my office at the computer, and I just remember my little chair rolling, you know, kind of bumpy bump.
See,
and
I'm like, what is that? In Perth Amboy, when the truck, you know, I grew up by the trucking, you know, factories and stuff, and I would always have my house rattle, you know, when, like, a truck would roll by. So even when I went to California, I didn't notice the earthquake. You know, I thought it was trucks. You know, like my instinct didn't even pay attention to them. But here, I guess.
Well, I remember, Joe didn't notice it, but Ian noticed it. He was in the bathroom. He was panicking because he was screaming, Mommy, Mom. Oh, my God, it was so funny. He's like, are we going to be okay? Is the house going to, the house is going to cave in and it's going to collapse on you while you're in the potty. Yeah, that was, how many years ago then? Because he was little.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I don't even remember.
That was 2011? Was it?
Maybe something. 11 or 12.
I don't remember. It was a while
ago. God, time flying, man.
Well, Mifflin's 5 already. So, yeah, it was a long time ago because he was pretty small. Yep. So it was definitely a long time
ago. I don't even know if Devin was. Well, I guess Devin must have been born. But
now if we
just so you know,
my
dogs and my kids are rambunctious tonight, so... If I have to put you down and go do any corrections, I'll let you know. They're just being boys, They're 9 and 11.
Mikey just informed me he's about to go on FaceTime with the kids.
Okay,
so,
good. Keep on quiet.
our kids will be talking to each other.
And Mikey, tell them to do their homework.
Tell them to do their homework after
school. It needs to get done.
I'm not listening. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. You know,
what else is going on with
Tina says that. Tina Marie says, hi, Mikey. I just read it in the chat. Right, hi, Tina.
I'm looking at that. Which Tina is that?
Tina Marie. Which Tina? You met Tina. Did you meet Tina? Tina, did you meet Dawn? Look, I'm asking her. She's in the chat room.
I'm trying to think which Tina.
That's right. I don't know if you met her. Oh, Tina's a love. You'll love her. You'll meet her again. All right, anyway, getting back to the craziness, we have been, I guess we're starting off 2016 with a bang, you know?
Yeah. Are you talking about the world news or?
No, us, with the show. We kind of like, I know he should be calling in. Hopefully he can get through. You know what I mean? He should be calling in at any minute now. He should have been calling in. Hopefully he can get through. Stefan, but we're doing like the change in the music and the paranormal, the whole thing. The Walk Fair already banged. That's in a giant bang. We don't even need to bang that anymore. Like the world, but we're gonna, you know, change a lot of things. You know what I mean, Dawn?
Yeah.
Year. hopefully, you know, it'll go good.
I mean, it's going to be a tough year for me personally, but other than that, you know, I'm hoping everything will work itself out, and hopefully it'll be a good year. It started out crazy with all these celebrities dying.
You know what? That's crazy. I don't know. I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Because that's a lot. Even in the past year, if you start adding it up, but only in a past month, I mean, or two. You know? That's crazy. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there, like, when I was, I had on MMR when it became announced about the Eagles guy. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
And then right after that,
I'm
someone else.
David Bowie.
The drummer. Yeah, but I mean, right after Glenn Frey was
right before,
the drummer from Mott the Hoople, or
someone else.
Someone else. I don't know. I just keep seeing them pop up. I'm afraid to, you know, on Facebook. That's where I get my news. I don't watch the news. Jen said no call yet.
Yes, I know.
Okay, do you need to message him?
Well, he's in there. Remind your brother. You know, anyway, because I know...
You want to tell him about Overnights at Selma? So
Overnights, if you want to book an overnight at Selma Mansion in Norristown, we do have overnights. Usually it's minimum of 5 people, maximum, so your choice. All right, it's $50 per person, and it's an overnight, you know what I mean? So I can't say anything more about that, you know, an overnight.
Well, overnight paranormal investigation.
Or an overnight, you know, it really doesn't have to be an investigation because the house is theirs for the night. I mean, they could just go there and camp. You know,
it's actively haunted mansion, and by renting it out with the paranormal program, keeps the restoration and the renovations going, keeps Selma in good condition and standing.
Yeah, and right now we do have the special thing going on where what we are making, like for events, is going to go towards putting heat into Selma.
Yes, I saw that.
But we really need heat because all this winter we could have had so much fun. And,
you know what? I was thinking of something the other day, Lisa.
What?
Out, and I wrote the name of it down. They have these gigantic, like, blower heaters now that you can...
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them yet?
No, because
we're actually at...
You're talking like the ones like those had?
No. These are, like, on wheels, and I don't know. I think they're, like, $1,800 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked it up online when I was there. I was at a benefit, and it was, like, in a tent, like, outdoors in the cold.
Oh, one of those.
So they had this, like, gigantic blower heater thing. Oh, my gosh, it keeps it nice. And then this other restaurant we go to has one out on their deck.
Yeah,
so you could still be out on the deck.
It's not good because you need to be present with that. We need heat installed in.
Oh, yeah, you need heat to keep the pipes on.
Need to keep the
structure
intact. To do the renovations.
Yeah.
And that's really highly important. And we need
that is true.
The water on is we have heat, we don't have freeze pipes. We don't have
that's the problem,
damage.
Right.
I mean, we really need heat. And
they did turn the water off, right? They did turn the water off, correct?
Yeah, they had to have. I mean, we don't do that
right.
If anybody wants to donate heat or does heat that's out there or that can help and get heat installed into Selma, please contact the Norristown Preservation Society. All right, that's one thing. Just go to the Facebook page for Norristown Preservation Society. Anybody that's willing to help, you know, will take. I mean, there could be, electric heat, people out there that maybe want to donate some time, you know, or donate something towards it. It'd be very beneficial because we're trying as hard as we can to raise enough money to put heat in there.
Yeah,
because
it'd be great if it could stay open all year round.
Yeah, we really need to keep it open so we can really work on it more, too. I mean, we're missing a lot of having people in. We're missing events that we could host. We're also missing the fact that we can do a lot of renovation during the winter. So inside, I'm talking about, we could have done painting. And so, you know, there's a lot here that really needs to be done.
Can I butt in a minute, ladies?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
I have a question about that. So it's $250 for 5 people.
A minimum of 5. Yeah, it's $50 per person. A minimum of 5.
So basically,
people.
Jen, You could have two people, but as long as you pay $250, they open the door for you.
Mm-hmm. And it's overnight.
So anybody out there listening, that is a bargain, because trust me,
yeah.
I have gone on investigations, and it is a lot more expensive to go to places than $250. Okay?
That's right. And you get to keep the place.
$1,000 a head. Plus,
yep.
You have to get, if you have a group coming in, you have to get your own insurance. So
yeah,
$150 is cheap. Now, my next question is, when you say you
yep.
can stay there overnight, can you take a sleeping bag, or
yep.
do they not let
yep.
you sleep in the... Okay, so you can actually sleep in the mansion.
You can sleep
yep.
there. They've got two couches upstairs in a room, but you can bring, like, air mattresses or whatever. Like, we leave you alone. I'm only a mile down the road. If people need me, I'm right here. So they literally get the place to themselves.
Yeah, you get a tour.
Yeah.
And
if you want the tour. Yeah.
And
you know,
if somebody wants us to stay, like if they want someone with equipment, like if they're,
you could stay,
you know,
but we
could stay, but yeah, groups mm-hmm. usually rent it.
Yeah.
Other than normal groups.
Well, just so you know, because now you got my interest, my curiosity peaked, so I'll be getting with you two and probably getting Rob and Nikki, or at least me and Nikki, and maybe you two to go up there, or maybe we can do like an LPTV thing.
Oh, that would be great.
It'd be
the mansion's so active. It's really great. You could talk to a lot of people, Jen, that you know that have been there.
Yeah.
I mean, Ghost Detectives filmed there.
Yeah.
Who else
yep.
has been there?
So
Rosalind's been there.
Yeah, but it's very active, but in a very good way. Like, they're very they communicate very openly.
And not
yeah.
not a dark way like they show on, you know, everything on TV is
no.
dark.
No, no, no. Mrs. Fornas is the leading lady in that house, and I'll tell you one thing, she got a crush on all the men that come in there. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like, these are the male investigators that go in there. It's rude with them. I don't know what it is, but she was the last occupant and owner of the house. You know,
and she likes to comment on your food. She likes to comment on your clothing.
Yeah, I think she likes roses. I mean, and you could actually get interaction, which is fantastic.
All right. Well, I won't keep you talking about it, but anybody out there, $250 is a great deal. Minimum of five. Well, a minimum.
Yeah.
A minimum
all
of
right.
five. But if I got
to keep talking
to five and there was only two, you'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the $250 is paid, you know, the doors are open and you get the place from what, we used to like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock until the next morning.
Yes, until the next morning whenever you're ready to leave. Yeah, mm-hmm. We put 7 to 7, but it's really at your leisure. If you want to come a little later, then you can.
Okay, cool.
If you want to leave later, you can.
Oh yeah, it's a great place, Jed.
Okay. Well, I'm still waiting for the guests to call in, so I'm going to let you take your show back over. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
No. I'm
Lisa.
Lisa,
do you want to send him a message?
No, I already just did. No, that's why I was like, here, talk to Jen for a minute. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think he. Okay, hold on. Keep talking. I'll keep talking to you. Hold on. Yeah, I've got a. I think we had a time problem or something. Hold on. I have to find out. All right. I'm just going to let him know it's right now. Remember, we're doing West Coast, East Coast time. All right.
Oh, that's right. He's 3-hour time difference.
Yeah, but I did put East Coast time on it.
And we're live.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Yes, if we were recorded, it would be a little different. But we are live. So I just sent him a little message letting him know that it was like now, you know. Hopefully he's not in the midst of recording in the studio. All right. But you know what I mean? We should be pretty
yeah,
funny.
That was...
Hello. Oops. West Coast, East Coast. It's kind of cool, though. You meet, like, when you have the West Coast and then you have the East Coast, all right, meeting each other. It's you know, of course, the time.
Well, it's hard because it's only 5:30 there right now. You know, a lot of people are still coming out of work and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know that. And it's pretty intense, you know, but that's okay. You know, I know
and it's
he's
fun
so
for us being live, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know he's extremely busy, so I know time can just also get caught up in that. So it's okay.
Well, let's
because
see.
I,
somebody
I
posted
just,
5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
It says 6 minutes ago, Amy said, spending the sun and skies, you're on.
Yeah, I just talked to Amy. Yeah.
All right.
You Yeah. Which is on
Stefan.
Just start echoing. Get Mike, you get your guitar. Mike, get the guitar. Watch this. Mike, grab your guitar. You can't hear him. He's talking to your kids. But
he's also in our chat room. He's in our chat room.
Oh, he is. Okay. Are you in the chat room? Oh, there he is. Oh, hi, Mikey. No, look. Okay.
Behave yourself in here, Mikey.
Yes. Behave yourself in the chat room, Mikey. Mikey's nuts.
Waiting to hear from all three of them. These nuts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Thanks, Mikey.
You know what? I'll tell you, his videos are pretty good, Mikey. I got to give him that.
I know.
He's getting very
he's awesome.
Good. I jammed with him yesterday, me and him.
Oh, cool.
For like 2 hours. You know, and it was fun. You know?
It
was
fun.
Oh, we didn't we did this whole thing, we were gonna record us and we forgot. We just kept playing. So we'll do it next time. We'll record it. We're working on one of my old songs and one of his songs. Like, you know what I mean? And then he started playing the drums and I just started jamming, and it was just after we jammed like on guitar and stuff, because it's fun. It's a good thing that we do together, you know?
That's awesome.
It definitely is.
You guys are also musical. I'm looking at the schedule. I noticed they got Chip Coffee on tonight at 10.
Oh, do they? Okay. And nobody
on he's
nine.
On LP Spotlight. Yes, the Dead Explorer, Dead Explorer.
Look, I didn't even notice our own schedule, you know?
10 p.m. is LP Spotlight with Chip Coffee.
You know, the Ghost Hunter store is moving to Gettysburg.
I know.
You know,
I don't know whether to be happy or sad.
I'm happy.
They're so close to me.
Wait. I'm happy and sad. But because I know this is the best move they could do.
I'm sure it'll be great for them.
I know. But yet, you know.
But now I can't drive, you know, half an hour up the road.
Really?
Oh, for me, Gettysburg is far.
They're an hour that way, an hour and something, an hour and a half in Jersey for me, and 2 hours in Gettysburg. So basically, they're the same distance.
Oh,
you know,
see, I'm closer to them over here. I'm in Jersey. So.
Exactly. But I think it's a good move. I mean, it really
is. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. They belong there.
You know? Well, I'm waiting. And if he doesn't call in, we'll just do some silly antics and tell our silly stories. Because,
oh, my God.
You know, yeah. Well, no, I just talked to his sister. But I'm waiting. I sent him a message. So hang on. Hopefully, oh, here he comes. Hello, Stefan. Are you here? Are you with us? Can you hear us? get your psychic
test. He's not an EVP, Lisa.
No, but he's typing.
Sounds funny. It sounds like you're talking to a spirit. Are you here?
Oh, he thought I meant his time. No, okay.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
So we should have a guest any minute now.
He's going to race down the road. That means don't kill yourself in racing down the road. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
That's too funny. It's typical for our show, though, right? We're so casual.
Well, I know.
I said it's typical for our show. We're so casual.
I can understand, though, because he's busy. He's, you know what I mean?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Take him away from this.
It's hard.
Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about what he does?
Well, okay. He is he's a producer at Delameter Studios. He comes from Seattle, Washington area. Okay, he's a musician. He's got some really good music.
I saw that video, it was good.
My phone won't go in the chat room. That's where the video is. And if you could look it
up. I wonder if
Bone River.
Can I copy it?
The video. Yeah, Bone River.
Yeah, listen to it.
Yeah, you could copy. You could. It's on my post on my page. I can't. I don't have Facebook on my laptop. I have the chat room up.
I mean, I could copy it right from the personal message.
Yeah,
you sent it to me earlier,
copy the link and throw it in there, and people could listen to it. I mean, that was the last thing he's been. I think he's working on some solo stuff now, or a project. I think he's getting ready to do a show, a TV show, or a show of some kind. And he's busy. Like I said,
and he also has a paranormal group.
Yes, and he has
Threshold
Paranormal, and he is intensely busy. I can tell. I mean, you know, but he's a really nice guy, and he's funny. And
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I know. I talk to him all the time, but it's just like talking to him on the phone. Be a little different. We should tell him, be forewarned we're talking about you now. Right. Amy, let him know. We're talking about him. And Amy is wonderful. That's his sister, and she's part of the group. And I just got a friend request from the other guy, Sean, in the group, too. And, I'm glad. I mean, that's a West Coast, East Coast thing. We're, like, totally 3,000 miles away from each other. Okay, he's calling. I just called, can't get in. All right, he's calling, Jen. All right, try again. All right, hold on. Should he press 1 to get in the host queue? He's a ghost, he said. Wait, I'm going to relay the message. Still, are you there? Go on. Okay.
What? I'm
going to relay the
message. I'm sorry, she muted me. She's going to bring Stefan in.
Try again.
Late.
Press 1 for host queue. What? What?
He called in, so she's about to patch him, put him through.
Okay, she is? He said he's a ghost.
She just...
get through.
She muted me for a minute and told me that he called in.
All right, good.
Let me see if I can get this video to post. And I'm going to try to post his video.
He's a ghost.
This will go to it. And this is his band, what, Boone River?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was his band, last band he was in. Now I think he's working on a solo project.
Boone River video.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Stefan.
Stefan.
Hi.
Finally, on the phone.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
So weak.
Hi. Hi, West Coast.
Hi. Hi, my East Coast friends.
Yeah, you're here with us. And
I am. I'm so sorry. I was like, my brain multitasks, and many people will tell you that know me very dear that, that I am ABDDBDBDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDDD
ADHD, you name it.
Yeah, no, I'm
yeah.
ADHD times 100. Ask Dawn, Dawn is too, though.
And I am too. So I'm ACD. What am I? OCD, ADHD, ADD? Yeah.
We got
a lot
OCD
of
initials.
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder if men get sudden ghostly PMS syndrome.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Like when their partner has it, you know, like when a woman's pregnant and the guy goes through the whole deal.
Oh,
and you know, I've had a couple of my buddies have done that, and they've actually literally been embarrassed, and they've called me and you know, it's like it's almost like a drunk call, you know, like the guy's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Crying like, and eating chocolate.
Yeah, I'm eating chocolate and peanut butter. I just put some peanut butter between my toes, and I'm walking around and crying.
Oh my God!
So,
they
Stefan,
should.
Tell us what you're doing? What's going on in your life right now with music and paranormal?
Paranormal stuff is really, really going well. I'm really excited because, and let me tell you why I'm excited. Because I got into the paranormal world many moons ago when I was about 14, and my dear beloved grandmother, who basically raised me. When my parents got divorced, I was young, and it was just me and my brother. And it was just one of those deals. Mommy, you know, went off in her little world. Daddy went off in his. So I had a little brother 3 years younger, and the only thing that mattered to me was trying to make him happy and make sure he had presents on Christmas. And so I would go to my grandmother's house, and she would literally – I'm just telling you a little story, but she would literally go – you know, well, how do you want to make money? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think, Grandma? And she's like, well, why don't you go knock on doors? She goes, I know pretty much everybody around her. Just tell them I sent you and tell them you want to make some coin. So I would go knock on people's doors in my grandmother's neighborhood, and I would literally just say, I would just go to the door, and I'd just be myself and say, I was honest. And I said, look, my parents got divorced, and and these people would laugh at me like halfway through it. And I was like, why are you laughing at me? And they're like, we think it's cute and funny. What do you here? You can go take our garbage out. I'll give you a couple bucks. And so I did that, and it was just it kind of started the whole bonding experience I really developed with my grandmother. I mean, she taught me how to cook. You know, I learned how to really respect women at an early age, which I think is very important to any kid, to really respect the opposite sex and be able to learn that at an early age, because that developmental process, I think, brings them, you know, to better decision-making in their life. But anyhow, my grandmother passed away. I was 14. I was devastated. I remember that was like one of my first times that I had a beer and a glass of wine with my dad. And I just, I mean, I utterly to this day remember how I felt. I was trying to pace the kitchen and my legs wouldn't function. And I just, you know, it was like losing a piece of me, which in theory it is. I mean, you lose somebody that's dear. And that's kind of going to trail into the paranormal world. My grandfather and grandmother lived on a river where they retired. And it's where I learned to fish and all this. And it took me a while to go up there. But I finally went up there and for the weekend with some friends. And we went fishing. It was a Saturday. And it was nice out. So we built a fire by the fireplace. And, you know, my grandpa, he came down and he put a bottle of booze on the table and some beers. And he goes, "You guys are nowhere where you can hurt yourselves but each other. So go have some fun." So we had a couple beers, but and I'm gonna really stress this word. We weren't drunk or anything. We only in a couple beers, and we were just sitting there telling stories. And literally out of the corner of my right eye, I just seen something white kind of just go by, almost like it was a dove flying, but much larger.
Right.
And I was like, "What is that?" I mean, it's troubling me that I don't know what it is, because I'm one who likes to debunk and figure things out, you know, and try and find meaning. So we were just sitting there, and my really good friend Aaron got up, and he goes, "Oh, my God." He starts cussing. I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Something just touched me on the back of my neck." So we went and got a flashlight, and he had scratches on the back of his neck.
Oh, wow.
And there's absolutely nobody around, nobody that could have done that. So we were kind of all freaking out. So instead of sitting down by the fire, we stood. And we were like, "Okay, what's next?" So I literally just innately went, "Who is with us?" I was already trying to be a ghost hunter, and I didn't even know one of us. And I was like, "Who's around us? Who's doing this?" And then all of a sudden, right through the fire in front of us, it was my grandmother, and she just passed right through really quick.
Oh, wow.
My two friends ran through the woods away from the fire. My friend Aaron didn't sleep in the tent. He slept in the house. My grandmother and my grandfather have this sign out in front of their trailer that said Roy and Helen Miller. And it was this large, thick oak sign about 3 feet wide. And the next morning when we got up, I went out to my grandpa's garden because I used to help him in that. And I looked over, and that sign was cracked in half. And only Roy was up there. And Helen was on the ground. So basically, in a nutshell, from that point forward, it got me, you know, I kept going up there by myself, and I kept, you know, and my grandpa, and I finally told my grandpa about it, and he goes, "Damn," he goes, "I was going to say something, because I didn't want everybody to think I was crazy."
Yeah, oh, God, I love that. Oh, my
I said, "You and me too." And so we kind of shared things, and then him and I kind of got into this whole thing, and then we started addressing it, you know, and my grandfather was like, "I swear my grandmother was laying, your grandmother was laying next to me in bed. I know it. I didn't have that much brandy, I swear." So anyhow, that's kind of got me into it. And then all the way through school and everything. And then way before all the shows, I got...
I'm so sorry. It's so loud.
Way before all the shows, I got into it, you know. And I am, to this day, I'm this week going on my 191st investigation.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So
that's
I've got
nice.
A few underneath my belt.
Wow. A few? Yep. A few.
Yeah. So, we got some really, really neat stuff going on. I finally found a good team. I've had different versions of the group, and I finally have a really good team right now, and which is Amy. Amy and Scott, I love them very much. They're very, very dear to me. And I got my new partner in crime, Sean, and he is amazing. Sean walked right into his first investigation, and I just kept looking. I'm going, kid. I kept calling him kid. I'm like, kid, you remind me of you. Yeah.
Oh.
And he just had it. He just had that natural ability. And I just said, we were done with, we were having a cigarette, and we were outside after the investigation. I said, dude, you're in. You're not going anywhere. I need you. And he's like,
right.
No, I'm jacked. I'm in this. He goes, that was better than any drug that I could have ever done.
Yep.
I said, I know, isn't it?
Don't do
drugs. Ghost hunt.
It is.
Stefan, do you do more home investigations, or do you do more public investigations?
I kind of fell in. I started to do some public stuff, but I just, with my personality, and I'm really a people person, and I'm a helper. I don't have one heart on my sleeve. I've got like 13. So I'm always trying to help people out, and I'm always trying to educate and teach people. So I just kind of fell into the home thing where many years ago, it was one of my first home clients, and I remember to this day, and it was up north by Seattle, where I'm from, Mr. Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a two-story house, and you know, I met this girl. We ended up dating for a little while, and it was actually her aunt and uncle, and they were having these issues, and we went to the house. Long story short, you know, I'm in there doing this old, you know, I've got old-fashioned equipment because that's what was available at the time.
Yes.
So,
yep.
You know, I'm doing this with cassette recorders, and I've got, like, Jimmy Rick stuff on the corners with string that, you know. You know,
floor, you know. The old school.
Good, exactly. I still, to this day, have some old school stuff that I do. It works.
Yeah.
And
it
you know,
does.
if it ain't broke, why, you know, why fix
that's
it?
Right.
So.
Oh, that's what Frank.
So
say.
Yeah. So I kind of fell into the homes because I realized that I got in there and people really, you know, they trusted me. We had this respect, and they became regular clients. So it's. You know, and that's kind of what happens these days. When we get a new client, we let them know up front. It could be 2, 3, 4, 5 investigations, depending on what we gather, what you want out of this,
yep.
And you know what the family wants. I mean, I have families that I've that I've been back to 10, 15 times, and we just go back just to communicate and. You know,
right.
My whole thing, you know, and it's like somebody asked me the other day, and I get this question all the time when I'm passing on the card. Well, what's your goal? What are you trying to achieve with this? One, I am trying to get direct communication, which I've had plenty of times. I want that direct communication with that entity that's so powerful that I can ask that question and go, okay, now that we've gotten all the BS out of the way, what is it like where you're at? Where are, you know what I mean? Where you have that. You know, I know it's out there. There's that one.
I understand completely. Yep.
I mean, do you guys agree? I mean, isn't that one thing that's kind of,
we actually have one that we communicate with. I guess you could call him a guide. You know, that's a guide. You know, right, Dawn?
Yeah, a spirit guide.
A spirit guide or whatever. It's years to figure it out, though. I mean, like, you know what I mean? There's.
Well, we've actually accumulated quite a few now.
We sure did. We're different though. We don't do the people's homes, so we only do historic locations, and we try to document who's there historically, and you know what I mean, and things like that. So we're the.
But we don't even have to be at a haunted location.
No, we could just be in the middle of the street.
We could just be in our backyard, in my backyard, or at her kitchen table.
Yep.
Which proves the theory that I think you guys could share with me is that. You know, the question comes up all the time as well. There's many questions, and that question comes up is, well, are they around us all the time? Of course they are, because a soul is energy. We are all energy. When we die, and when we're alive, I mean, it's a proven scientific fact that electricity runs through our body. Now scientists are proving that souls exist. They do exist. So it's, you know, it's... It's logic if you put it into play and you open your mind. I mean, there's a lot of skeptics out there, but I think from the shows and stuff, there's a lot. It brought in a lot of people that were, you know what I mean, out of the closet going, oh, God, that's what's been going on for years.
Yeah, it helped. And of course, you know, you got the skeptics that, like, they tear everything apart, but science is catching up. and that sounds funny, doesn't it? But people know things ahead of the science, but the science is starting to back up a lot of things, especially with the soul connection. The energy does transform. There's a piece of our brain that's a consciousness that they, you know what I mean, that does, I forget what it is. I can't explain it in scientific terms, but I read it, where there is that consciousness that does go on. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to get into my theory of how we're going forward and backwards in the world at the same time. Okay. So
oh, geez. Don't confuse
everybody. But there is. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, it's you know, and do you guys remember that movie that came out a while back with that little kid that was sick?
And
supposedly, I don't know if they said he passed or he didn't or he almost did, and they made the movie out of it because he kept saying, like, and he was little, and he kept telling his father different things about his grandpa and all this stuff. There's no way he could have known.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, now science backed that up, too. They said that DNA carries your memories from your ancestors.
I was just reading an article on that. I was just reading. These Swedish doctors.
No. Okay.
Supposedly everything comes from Sweden. It's so amazing. And then it gets to us about 8 years later.
Yeah, I know this. I know.
I'm really eager, Lisa, to talk to a friend of mine. Just released from the hospital after a few months, was in an induced coma.
Ooh.
And after talking to his sister,
really?
They said he had some really profound experience. She
of
said,
course.
When I see him, I can ask him about it.
I would love to do that, to be able to talk to somebody. I would love to be able to talk to them when they're waking up. And, you know, you can tell a lot by somebody's facial reaction, by their eyeballs, you know.
She was his sister, and she was sure. She said, you know, he absolutely came out a different person, you know. He had some really profound experience. So.
Yeah, but if you talk to him, what if, you know, even technically, sometimes, like EVPs and stuff like that, I mean, technically we could be speaking with somebody that's in an altered state of consciousness. You know
I wonder
what I
that, too.
Right.
Or people that are asleep, like Mikey, when Mikey comes through.
Oh, Stefan, my son has the ability to talk through a ghost box while he's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
really?
Lying. I'm not lying.
That's
what I mean.
Wow. That is really cool.
We have
recordings.
Audio. I'm in New Jersey. My son's in Pennsylvania. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We're at Dawn's house. We have Frank's box on. Next thing you know, we hear, wait a minute, Dawn! Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mom.
Mom, Dawn! And I'm like, me and Dawn, we have the recording, too. It is profoundly insane. And then
it's just like, go back to sleep. Go home. Go back to sleep.
We're hearing somebody go, Mikey, go home. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, I've had Mikey out with me where people have come up to him out of the blue and, you know, psychics or whatever you would like to call them.
Yeah, they do.
And have said that he is just so gifted.
He is.
Really, really gifted.
Is he like a sensitive or something?
Yeah, he sees them.
Yeah, he's a bit of everything.
The other day, he was going to the bathroom, right, Mike? 2 days ago, he was going to the bathroom. He's here. Yeah, hold on. He's going to tell you the story. He's right here. Go ahead.
Downstairs, my bathroom.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. Oh, I walked downstairs. It was like 2 in the morning, and I was just like up all night watching movies and stuff. And it was like 2 in the morning, and I went downstairs to go to the bathroom. And when I was done, I was walking in the hallway, and I saw a black woman, I don't know, maybe like 30 years old or something, and she was wearing like a wedding gown, and it had one of those things overhead too. Yeah, one of those And I looked it up, and it was, like, from the 60s.
Yep.
And when I walked past by where she was, I saw something white next to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of that? We live in an active house anyway, so we're kind of used to it, but,
Elisa's house is insane.
Oh, God.
Is it really?
Oh, my God, her house is crazy.
When you're up on the East Coast, you come here.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go to a haunted location.
Jesus, come sit down to my rock.
You guys have no clue how excited I am to head that way. It's going to happen this summer. I guarantee
That's it.
Yeah, Sean and I are working on some stuff, and I got a lot of people that I've planted seeds with, and I'm like I said, there's a I got an independent TV channel that's, they're nationwide, but they're independent. They're kind of a branch off, like a subsidiary of a major one. But they do, like, college sports and a bunch of stuff. So they're starting to get into, like, they have a witch show where they have real local witches come on and stuff. And they have been, I've been in contact with them for a couple years, and they're from Portland. And, they, you know, they keep tabs on me, and they've offered me a couple times, you know, situations.
Yeah.
But my integrity is so much, and it's like, I don't, it's not ego. I don't want the big piece of the pie. I just know how I want my show to go. And they wanted to take it over, and I just, no, I want it to be genuine. I don't want any BS. I want it to be real. And so anyhow, the vice president was the one that was keeping everything, you know, from going to a real point, and she's gone, so they have a new one, and now she's excited. And I've been sending her ideas, and she's like, because I told her about a graveyard tour around the country. I would like to go to graveyards. And she's
fun.
Like, oh,
that'll
my God, that would be – she goes, and then we could contact relatives from the graveyard and have them on an interview. I said, yeah, now you're running with it, girl. Go, girl.
Yeah, you're not
kidding,
though. Really. No, that
there's
would be
some, there's
cool.
There's some good things. There's some irons in the fire, and I guarantee you will be that way. And I can't wait to meet you guys and
we
can go
on
some spooks together.
We're coming to Selma for sure, okay? We're going to take Selma.
Absolutely, yeah. And then they sit in Lisa's kitchen and watch the moving dishwasher. I mean, watching the walking washing machines.
I'm going to introduce them to my doggies, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right.
I just still can't,
Yeah.
I still can't get over the staircase and the walking washing machine.
We'll have to
your
tell
house
you about
freaks
that next
me
time,
because
time is short. Okay, about
yeah,
music.
We're running out of time.
Do you want is there anything coming up you want to tell? We're going to have to come on again.
You guys, I would really love to come on, and we could talk about different subjects and topics. I think it's really exciting and really entertaining for people, too. So
yeah.
We just got some really good investigations. We got a theater in town that we're going to do that's very ancient,
that's
local. And we got some good stuff coming up, but I'll keep you guys up to date. And then maybe next time, too, we can talk about old Kurt, because I have some stories, because I've been a musician all my life, obviously, and I've been to parties, and I've sat right next to him and, you know, had conversations with him. I went to his very last concert that he played, and I know some people in Seattle, so we could have some stories. For sure.
We could do it. Yeah, we should do one whole show on that, actually. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Mikey's insisting one story. Tell me one story.
He's insisting one story. Tell him this. Tell Mikey, this is quick. They played the Key Arena in Seattle. It was one of their last big shows, and we got backstage passes, me and my band that I was in at the time. And they were done, and I remember Dave Grohl coming out, and he had a tan towel on around him, and he was being cool. He was high-fiving everybody and seeing people, you know, and we went back in the catering room, and nobody seen Kurt, and all of a sudden this little Kurt came out. I see this little blonde-head guy, and he's just kind of scrawny, and I don't know if he was just out of his mind or just anything, but he kept calling everybody around him Paul. He was like,
what?
People would go to him and go, hey, Kurt, great show. And he'd go, thank you, Paul. And then a girl would go give him a hug or something and say, oh, I love you. And he'd go, thank you, Paul. And I think he was just messing with people the way that Kurt does.
Yeah, probably,
You know what I mean? It sounds like him, because that's kind of how he was. He just was like, he loved what he did, obviously, but he just didn't love, there's certain sides of it he didn't really appreciate.
Yeah, that was his integrity speaking. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like you said before, there was that line. You know, and Mikey's smiling. So he's over here smiling. He heard you.
Stefan,
you know,
Mikey, kept up with repetition.
I got plenty of other stories for him. I got many, many stories for him. So.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. He's like, more and more. We have to end it. Mikey wants to know how tall. Was Kurt short?
Mikey wants to know what?
How tall Kurt was. Was he short?
He was short. I'm not tall. I'm probably 5'9" and a half. Kurt was probably about 5. Kurt was about 5'8". He was pretty pretty short.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Tell Mikey this. He was a very, very highly intelligent, really in-depth person. I mean, to the point where you'd have to de-scramble his songs and you still couldn't figure him out.
Mikey was a lot like him. Well, there you go. I told him he's a lot like Mikey. There you go. That works. That's Mikey.
And you know, one other thing about Kurt, he was deathly afraid of playing on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the day he left this earth, he said he used to nervousness puke on the side of the stage all the time.
Oh, I can imagine. I was petrified too, of course. I had anxiety attacks, so I understand. You know what I mean? I did.
Oh yeah.
In the beginning. Now I don't care. All right. Now I don't play on stage. It doesn't matter. All right. We have to end the show, but Stefan, I'll talk to you because you wanted to tell me some news, but you can tell me.
Yeah, tell me on that.
Calm down, Mike. All right. I'll message you. All right, about
okay,
it.
Okay.
If you want me to. Okay. And
yeah.
And then thank you. And if you want to come on in a couple of weeks, just let me know. We'll have a whole show with you. We'll do a whole bunch of things.
Let's do it. I would love that.
And I'm glad to have you as a friend. Okay.
Me too. I'm really excited to have you guys as friends, and I really appreciate you having me on. And I would love to come back, and we got many things to talk about. So.
Yes, we do. We got a whole band. You're coming to the East Coast, so we got a lot of things to talk about. Okay.
That's right. All right, ladies.
All right. Good night.
Thank you so much, Stefan.
Bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night, you guys.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Dawn. The end of the night.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll say good night, and thank you so much, our lovely Jen Anderson, for helping us out tonight with the board.
Yes, Jen,
we'll
thank
you. We'll see you back in a couple of weeks. And, you know, keep going, okay?
Did you look in the chat room? All your friends in there, Lee.
Where?
Scott's in there, and Gayton's in there.
Oh, hi, everybody. No, I was talking facing the other way. Hi, everybody.
And Tina Marie is in there.
Oh, I know. I see Tina. Shout out to everybody. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Scott, Lantia. Gayton from Pineland. Hi, Gator. Hello, Don. Hello, Don. Hello, me.
Hello, all right,
Angel.
Hello.
You
hello,
behave,
Mikey.
I love you.
Hello, love you. Hello, my parents. Hello, Angel.
All right, love you, Dawn. Good night, everyone.
I love you too, Lisa. All right, good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon, Lisa.
All right,
good night, everybody.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.